reveals the devastating impacts cars, disease and dogs are having on the Southeast Queensland koala population. The statistics say that in 5 years between 2009 and 2014, 52% of reported koala deaths were caused by car strike, 34 were from chlamydia-related diseases, and 14 were from dog attacks. Supervisor Professor Mark Stevenson from the University of Melbourne says, quote, "This analysis is a useful starting point for more proactive approaches to managing preventable wild koala mortality risk."
A Brisbane homeowner has won their dispute with Brisbane City Council over a giant billboard that infringes on their city view at their Musgrave Road home. Richard Lee felt the council was obliged under local law to let him object to the billboard's approval, and Queensland Supreme Court agreed. Last month, after weeks of launching proceedings, Brisbane City Council quietly discontinued its High Court appeal. The outcome could have significant implications on council's procedures and how they process future billboard applications, considering their impacts upon neighbours more fully and consulting more widely.
In national news, new resources from the Australian Curriculum and Assessment Reporting Authority will come into effect today, including mental wellbeing lessons into subjects like English and the humanities. The new resources were developed with the National Mental Health Commission, Beyond Blue, Headspace, and teachers from across Australia. Education advocates hope the inclusion will assist young people, after a recent survey revealed that majority of teachers believe poor mental health to be the biggest problem confronting young people today, with only 1 in 3 teachers believing their students were mentally healthy. If you or anyone you know requires support, please do not hesitate to call Lifeline on 13 11 14.
Australians will have until 8 p.m. tonight to ensure they're enrolled to vote for the upcoming referendum. This is the first referendum in Australia since 1999, and the Australian Electoral Commission says they want to ensure all who are eligible to vote have a chance to have their say. The quickest and easiest way to enrol to vote is via the Australian Electoral Commission's website at aec.gov.au.
In international news, observers of the Libyan floods are accusing warlord Khalifa Haftar and his sons of using the disaster response as a way to exert control rather than ensure vital humanitarian relief reaches civilians. Haftar reached Dima, the city most affected by floods, and praised the actions of first responders as well as members of the LNA, a coalition of militias overseen by the aging former CIA asset and US citizen, whom critics are accusing of running areas under his control akin to a military dictator. Emma Eden Bardi, an analyst on Libya with the Atlantic Council, says, quote, "On the public relations side, they are leveraging their pre-existing propaganda channels to appear in control while being the main interface for administering crisis relief and being the custodians of the city."
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging of the Turrbal and Yuggera people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded, and we stand in solidarity with them.